So this week's parasha is Parashat Bechukosai, and similar to last week, I didn't make it past the first pasuk. I figured let's take the first pasuk and let's have what to discuss here. So in the very first pasuk, it says in Bechukosai Teilechu Vetzmisosai Tishmor Vasisem Osam, which again literally means if you follow my chukim, my laws, Mitzosai Tishmor, you guard my mitzvos Vasisem Osam, and you do them. So the pasuk seems to be very repetitive. It's many different ways of saying do mitzvos. So Chazal pick up on this, and Rashi quotes the following: In bechukosai teilechu, yochol zeh kiyum mitzvos. Well, perhaps this is kiyum mitzvos. Kishu omer es mitzvosai tishmoru, hari kiyum mitzvos amar. The next line is in mitzvosai tishmoru, so it can't be talking about fulfilling mitzvos. Hamani mekayim in bechukosai teilechu. Says Rashi, what is the Bechukosai Teilechu? You should be amel in Torah. You should be busy in Torah. So we'll spend a little bit of time on how that is mashma in the pasuk. But what I want to talk about today is this concept of amelus betorah. We're going to talk about it a little bit halachically, a little bit hashkafically, and talk about this idea of what it means to be amel in Torah. So if you look at the Maharal on his commentary, Gorariyeh, source number 3, the Maharal gives two different reasons how we see from the language of the Pasuk that this idea of being Amal in Torah comes from the words in Bechukosai Teilechu. So says the Maharal, source number 3, Masha Amar Shetu Amelim B'Torah. What is this language of being Amal B'Torah? Hainu B'Nesha Akasav Halimud B'Lashon Halicha. Because the language of teilechu, of going, ki ha-halicha yesh batareach v'amel, right? Travel, movement, takes work, it takes effort. Kach tu amelim v'yagim. So too, it takes effort and it takes work to learn Torah. Says the Maharal, halicha, the notion of movement, travel, moving from place to place, it takes effort. It's not so easy to move around, right? We all know we got to move from place to place. It's hard, it's annoying, it's difficult. So too, when it comes to Talmud Torah, there's an aspect of yegiya of amelus. There's a well-known Gemara in Maseches Megillah along these lines. The Gemara Megillah says, "Amar Reb Yitzchak, Yomer Lecha Adam Yagati V'lo Matzasi Al Tamin." If a person says regarding Torah, Yagati, I worked hard, V'lo Matzasi, but I didn't find Torah, Al Tamin, don't believe him. If he says he worked hard, then he should have found it. Lo Yagati Matzasi, though, if he says I didn't work hard, I don't work hard, I know all of Torah, I have it all down pat. Al Tamin, don't believe him either. Yagati Matzasi Tamin. If a person says I worked hard and I got it, then you should believe him. Meaning, when it comes to Torah, right, there's no such thing as getting Torah without working at it. There's no such thing. You can't possibly acquire Torah, really have Torah, unless you work at it. Now, I want to talk about that in a few different ways. The first way I want to talk about that is a little bit more philosophically. There's a Maharal. The Maharal, in a number of places, says this idea in many different ways. We're going to do a lot of Maharal today. A lot of our shiur today is based on the thought of the Maharal. So the Maharal in a few different places talks about it, and I'm going to talk about the idea outside, and then maybe we'll read a little bit inside. The Maharal talks about the fact that we as human beings are physical beings. That's what we are. We're physical beings. For better or for worse, that's what we are, right? Where we eat, we drink, we are attracted to things that are physical pleasures. That's what we are. Torah, by definition, is spiritual. Torah, in the Maharal's words, is sichli. Seichel, intellectual, it's otherworldly is what the Maharal really means when he says sichli. It's not from our world. Torah fundamentally comes from a different place, right? It comes from a spiritual place that we can't really relate to. Says the Maharal, well, if you want to take something that's spiritual and put it into this being that's physical, which is us, right? Of course that's going to take work. It's not possible. They don't naturally go together, right? It's not a natural fit. So says the Maharal, the whole idea of working to acquire Torah, the whole idea that it takes effort to acquire Torah, that's, of course it's that way. It's fundamentally that way because we are physical beings, and to take spiritual things and put it into a physical being, it's unnatural. It's unnatural for us to have Torah, which means when the Gemara says, right, lo yagati matzasi, right, I didn't have to work hard and I got Torah, the Gemara says, you can't believe that guy because it's not possible. By nature, the nature of a human being is it's unnatural to have Torah. So if you have Torah, you must have worked at it. You must have put an effort to it to change that, right, and to adjust that. So there's an idea, right, of amelus batorah. I just want to start with this idea. Fundamentally speaking, We all need to be amal in Torah. If we want to really have Torah, you need to work at it, you need to put in the effort. So you can't just get it, right? There needs to be some level of depth put into it. Well, what does that mean, depth put into, though? What does that mean? So if you look in the next source, it's really going back to the source 3, but the same Gur Aryeh. So the Gur Aryeh says, what does it mean to be amal in Torah? And again, maybe this point is a little bit obvious, but what does it mean to be amal in Torah? Says the Maral, v'yesh lefarish gamkin sha'alicha shadam holchim makam lamakam. What's alicha? You go from place A to place B. Kein ya amal b'torah lahamek batamid yosei ma'ashahamek bakodem. So too, when it comes to Torah, you have to go deeper and deeper into the Torah, right, to understand more and more. We're not just satisfied with surface level. Yeah, I learned this once before. No, every time we learn it, we go deeper. They say about Rav Soloveitchik, I was never zocha to learn with Rav Soloveitchik, they say from Rav Soloveitchik Shir, that two things they say. One is that he didn't look back at his notes when he taught something. He never looked back at his notes from previous years because he wanted to have a fresh outlook to what he was learning. Now, again, it's hard to know what that means. I have to imagine Rav Soloveitchik had a pretty impressive memory and he remembered the Torah that he learned. But every time he started a sugya, he wouldn't look back at his notes from when he taught that Masechta years earlier. That's one thing they say. The second thing they say is there were times where Rav Soloveitchik would come into Shir and, like, you know, they were ready on Dav Zion and he'd be giving Shir on Dav Gimel. And they'd be like, Rebbe, like, because he traveled a lot from Boston, they'd be like, Rebbe, we did this already. He's like, yeah, I know we did this already, but I was relearning the sugya over Shabbos and, like, I think we need to learn a different mahalakha. And he would, like, go back and, like, you know, learn it again, deeper, deeper, deeper. There's more depth in this Torah, right, than just the surface level that you're learning. In fact, if you have the capability to learn on a deeper level, right, and you're not, the Gemara might have very strong languages about that. If you look in the Gemara Megillah, source number 7, the Gemara Megillah and Daf Gimel says the following. Tani Nami Hachi, says the Gemara, the Kohanim regarding the Avod and the Beis Hamikdash, the Levim in their Duchening, the Yisrael in their Ma'amados, everyone be mevatel Avodasan uban l'shma mikra Megillah. They would be mevatel the Avodah, they'd leave the Avodah aside to come hear the Megillah. Now in that context, mevatel makes a lot of sense. We're not going to do the Avodah right now, and we're going to come and hear the Megillah. But the Gemara continues. Mikan samchu shall base Rebbe shmevatlin tamatora ba'al nishma mikra Megillah kavachor me'avoda. From here, there was a smach, there was support for what the house of Rebbe did, that they would be mevatel tamatora to hear mikra Megillah. And all the achronim asked the same question, which is Megillah's Torah. It's not bittul Torah, right? They might be leaving their school to go hear mikra Megillah, but there's no bittul Torah in that, right? Megillah is Torah. Whatever's going on in their school is Torah. So it's all Torah. Ray Sugarman, I believe, in the afternoon call gave a whole shiur on this topic and gave an answer. But he quoted what's probably the most common answer given on this Gemara. I quoted here in the name of Rav Sternbach. There are many who say this. I saw it originally in Rav Sternbach, so I'm quoting that. What does it mean? So look at the underlined part. She'ein inyana bikmus levad shemevatel zman. Bittul Torah doesn't just mean in quantity that I'm wasting time. Rak afilu lo mebahasmada. Even if you're learning well, diligently, im eino matriach atzma lilma be'ian, you're not going to bother to learn more in depth. Ula hasbir shoresh devarim. V'hu bal seicha lemoach mikri bittul Torah. Right? If you can go deeper and understand things on a higher level, you have an intellectual capability, and you don't do that, that's bittul Torah. She'eino rak bebittul kemus, rak afila be'ichus. Right? There's such a concept. It's not just bittul Torah bekmus, in quantity of how much I learn. There's bittul Torah be'ichus, in depth of how much I can learn. Right? Am I going in depth? Am I really trying to understand what I'm learning? I'm taking a surface level. Again, right? There's a level of bittul Torah even in that, right? In not understanding the depths of it. And I think, and again, I think, and it's hard to say this nowadays, and I'm saying this with, like, a caveat. I'll open with the caveat, which is, it's amazing how much Torah we have going on nowadays. It's incredible. It's like you know, like no generation that's ever had the amount of people that are learning Torah on the level. It's amazing. There also is a level, though, right, of, are we learning it in depth? Are we really trying to understand it? Are we going into it? And we'll talk about at the end what this looks like when we're doing it. But are we really, like, in it? Or it's like, yeah, okay, I go to shir, I leave a shir, right? I go to shir, I heard it. Yeah, he gave a shir. That was nice shir. Put it in my filing cabinet. That's it. Or do we reanalyze it? Do we think about it? right? There's an eon to it. There's a level of depth when we're learning Torah. Are we really going into it, right? Are we really understanding it? And when you do that, right, you may not always understand it on a deeper level. There's an amazing Torah's Moshe, the Chassam Sofer, on our Pasuk, has a beautiful idea. It's source number 9 here. He says, what is the language of, the Maral is focused on the word Teilechu, right? The Maral happens to also have an answer for why the word Chok is used, right? But it's in Bechukosai Teilechu. What's a Chok? So look at the Torah's Moshe, source number 9. We know that things that don't have a reason, that we don't understand, we call that a chok. Vahainu, and this is, in bechukosai teleichu, what does that mean? Shaholech yomam valayla biyagiyas ha-Torah. You work day and night and you're amel in Torah, you're busy in Torah, velonishar biyado ela kachok, and it only remains a chok, like the Pasuk says in Mishlei, kina maglosea lo teda, that her meanders around because she doesn't really understand it, right? The girl meanders around, she doesn't really understand it. Umikol makom, drush v'kabel schar. You're still going to get schar. Says the Chassam Sofer, a beautiful idea. Why is the word chok used in the Pasuk? Because if you're amel in Torah, even if you don't understand it, you're still going to get rewarded for that. It's not just about understanding it. There's something to putting in the effort, putting in the toil, trying to pummel to the depths of it. That itself is worthwhile. There's an idea that I've never seen inside, but I've heard it many times, in the name of the Chavetz Chaim, right? When you make a siyum, we say a line, Anu amelim vehein amelim. We toil and they toil. Anu amelim mekalim schar. We toil and we get rewarded. Heim amelim veidim mekalim schar. They work hard and they don't get rewarded. And the Chavetz Chaim asks a very simple question. I don't know, I look around. Jeff Bezos, I think, works very hard. And I think he actually does get rewarded. I think he's pretty wealthy based on it, right? There are a lot of lawyers, doctors, people that I will see around me who work extremely hard. And you know what? It pays off, right? They get schar. They get paid off for their hard work, right? Basketball players. There are many. Look at all these people. They're working hard. And guess what? They're getting rewarded. Ask the Chavetz Chaim. Anu amelim mekalim schar. V'hein amelim v'einam mekalim schar. I don't understand. So says the Chavetz Chaim a beautiful answer. He says, no. Of course that anyone could get rewarded for, there is a possibility that you work hard and you reap reward. But when it comes to a Jew and Talmud Torah, the amel itself is getting rewarded. Your hard work is getting rewarded even if you don't reap the reward. Meaning even if you're not successful, even if you don't understand, even if you totally misunderstood that entire Gemara, you get reward. You get reward for the fact that you are amel, that you are trying, that you are working at it. And sometimes, and again, this is my own personal, pieces coming out, and obviously any Torah that we do, I want to emphasize, any Torah that we do is incredible. Lamala, Tzion Torah Kinei Kulam. But sometimes we focus too much on getting the pshat in the art scroll, in the Masifter, getting it down perfectly, when the Amel itself is more worthwhile. When you work at it, even if you don't understand it, right? You don't understand the pshat. You work at it at the Gemara, you don't look at the art scroll, you don't understand it. That's schar. That's more schar even maybe sometimes when we amal it, when we work at it. We're not just hearing it. We're amaling it and we're working hard at it. The amal itself is the reward, 100%. There's a reward in the amilus. And that's idea number 2 that I want to share for today, which is there's a value in going deeper in understanding. And if we're able to and we're not, again, that's this sort of Sternbach in the Modern Mizmanim is saying based on the Gemara Megillah, if we're able to do that and we're not, there's a certain level of bittul Torah in that too. It's a bittul of Torah that you're not going to the depths. The last piece that I want to get to is a fascinating discussion on this Pasuk. Now, generally when we learn, right, let's talk about Amelus B'Torah. So generally when we learn, the goal of learning seemingly, if you read a number of sources, we're going to read a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, is we learn with the goal that we now can do mitzvos with the knowledge that we have. We'll just give an example. There are many Mar Makomos that point to this, but the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Yishmael b'no Omer, halomid al-manas l'lamid. If you learn on condition that you'll be able to teach, maspikim b'yad al-lomid l'lamid. You'll be successful in not only learning, but teaching. Halomid al-manas lasos, but you learn with intent to do, you're going to be able to learn, teach, guard it, and do all the mitzvos. Meaning, what's the highest level? Seemingly, the highest level is learning with the goal that I'm going to be able to practice based on that which I am doing. Right? That would seem to be, again, the goal of learning what we're doing. We're learning, and then we can practice based on that. There's a fascinating machlokas that comes out of the next Rashi on our pasuk. So again, let's just go back to the pasuk for a second, and then we'll read this Rashi. The pasuk says, "In bechukos saite lechu," right? "Ves mitzvos sai tishmoru vasisem osam." Three languages, right? So what's the third language? Again, you have do mitzvos. Okay, that's amal Torah. Do mitzvos again. What's that? And then do mitzvos again. So if you look at the Rashi, the very next Rashi, which is source number 11, says, "V'smitzvos ay tishmoru." What does that mean? Havi amelim b'torah amanas lishmor l'kayim. Again, be amel in Torah in order to be mekayim the mitzvos. K'mo shnemer l'manat asam shmaratam lasosam. Now, why does Rashi say that? So look at the Re'im. If you're not familiar, the Re'im, the Yireim, Reliyoz Mizrahi, who was one of the first, really the first in the main commentary to comment on Rashi and really explain Rashi. There's a Chumash, we have it here in the Beis Medrash, of 11 Mefarshei Rashi. The Maharal is one of the major ones who was a commentary on Rashi. The Mizrahi, right, was the first. So what does he say? Betoras Kohanim. Rashi is really basing this on a comment in the Medrash and Toras Kohanim. Perish. In Bechuko Saite Leichu V'chenes Mitzo Saite Shmoru. You can't say either one's talking about kiyam mitzvos. Why? Sharia kasav achareim vasisim osam. The last line of the pasuk is do the mitzvos shemora al kiyam mitzvah. Im kain al karchach lomar din bechukos sai teleich vasim sai tishmaru tarvayu biyumelim betorah kamayri. The first two lines are both talking about Torah. Well, what kind? Then they're doing the same thing. Eladachad meinayu bestam amelin. One is just stam, b'amel in Torah, v'chad minayu ba'amel in amanas lishmer l'kayim. And one type of amel is on condition that I want to be mekayim the Torah. Now, what is Rashi? What's the Mizrahi saying, Rashi saying? There's two types of Talmud Torah. There's learning for the sake of learning. That's one form. And then there's learning on condition to fulfill. Now, let's just stop and take a breath for a second. There's learning for the sake of learning, and there's learning on condition to fulfill. Well, what's the first one? Learning for the sake of learning, and you don't want to fulfill the mitzvos? You don't want to, you know, do what, I understand, you're learning the sugya of, you know, Hashavas Aveda, right? You're learning Pesachas Bava Metzia. You don't want to know the laws of Hashavas Aveda? You're learning Mesachas Brachos. You don't want to come out and understand how to make a bracha properly, what you make a bracha, what food, when, you move places. What does that mean? If you think this is my question, it's not my question. The Tzeda L'Derech, in the next source, says, I don't understand this Rashi. V'ani shamati v'lo oven. I heard this Rashi, I don't understand it. Eich esher l'chalek halimad gufe l'beis chalakim halalu. How can you divide the learning of Torah into two groups? U'lefarish m'chukosai t'leich shemein l'matorah g'leilom l'chud. L'das Torah shelo amanas l'shmer l'kaim. One is, I just learned Torah, I don't care how to practice. Shari limadza iser gamur. He said, learning like that is an iser gamur. Has ki lo la haskir. It's almost like it's you have to silence someone because you can't even mention that, right? And therefore he ends off, lefiza ein lanu ela beis halakim him limad ha-maisa. He doesn't like Rashi. He actually rejects the Rashi. It can't be. So what's the Tzeda L'Derech saying? There's only one type of learning. You learn on condition to fulfill. That's what you do. There's no such thing as learning for the sake of learning. What you're not going to do to fulfill the mitzvahs? What's going on over here? So I want to try and explain this Rashi. I want to try and explain the Rashi and explain the machlokas here. And we're going to do it based on another machlokas that lines up perfectly. There's a concept of limud Torah lishma. If you look through Chazal, they talk about this concept of limud lishma and limud lo lishma. So there's actually a lot of fascinating machlokas in as to what is the lo lishma. What does lo lishma mean? Not our topic for today. What does it mean to learn Torah lishma? What does that phrase mean? I'm going to learn Torah lishma. What does that mean? What does that phrase mean to learn Torah lishma? So we're going to see here a fascinating machlokas between the Chassam Sofer and the Sefer HaChassidim. The Chassam Sofer says in source number 14, he's going on the Gemara and Dharma, Pei Aleph, Med Aleph. Chassam Sofer says as follows. Mahu lashon lishma. What is the language of lishma? V'lo amar l'shem shemayim. It doesn't say learn Torah l'shem shemayim. It says learn Torah lishma. Ela yesh Torah l'shem shemayim mamish. Acha ein kavanasu ela kedei l'kayim mitzvah leida halacha ich yasa maisa. There's one type of Torah which is l'shem shemayim. It's for the sake of heaven. What does that mean? You want to know how to do the mitzvos. Says Chassam Sofer something very strong. If your whole goal in learning right now is to know what to do, that's just the same level as a mitzvah. There's no special thing to Talmud Torah. Ach ikar mitzvah esek haTorah hu mitzvah bifnei atzma. The main mitzvah of esek Torah is its own mitzvah. Lahagos bo yom v'layla, to learn it day and night. Ula hamek ula ayin b'chol totoseh mavoya ki amkem afshoseh, to go into the depths. And what does he quote? The Chassam Sofer, our pasuk, v'im b'chukosai teileich yishtamelim b'torah, lo levad leida hamitzvah b'shash etzarech lo. Not just to know when to do the mitzvah, ela drush v'kabel schar. Just learn. Hainu hadrush ha'atzma hi ha'schar v'nachas v'chafni ha'kadosh baruch hu, v'zeu osik l'shma shal torah lo akman al-cheres. Says the Chassam Sofer something very powerful. What is lima torah l'shma? I learn Torah for the sake of Torah. Learning to know what to do, that's a lower level. You're just learning. You want to learn through Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Brura and know what to do? Okay, that's one level of Talmud Torah. You want to do Spitz Talmud Torah? You want to do real Talmud Torah? Right, real Talmud Torah is Torah Lishma, Torah for the sake of Torah. Now, that's a fascinating idea. I don't know enough of the history to tell you, again, all of it, but this idea of the Chassam Sofer was really brought out in full force by the Nefesh HaChaim, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, in his magnum opus, the Nefesh HaChaim. And the Rav Chaim Volozhiner, we also know, was really the founder of the modern yeshiva movement that we have, which means the notion of our current yeshivas, where there's almost no focus on learning halacha l'maisa, there's almost no focus on learning what is the halacha that comes out of this, it's based on this idea of the Chassam Sofer, which is really, again, championed by the Rav Chaim Volozhiner, who opened the yeshivas, which is the highest level Torah is not with intent of, I know what to do. The highest level Torah is Torah for the sake of Torah. Just to pin him against the Sefer Chassidim, the Sefer Chassidim in Source 15 says very clearly, Im chashav adam lilmod lishma, keitzav yachshav libo kishe yomod. Ask the Sefer Chassidim, a person wants to sit down to learn lishma, what should he think? Kol masha el modakayim. He should think, I'm going to fulfill whatever I learn. The opposite extreme of the Chassam Sofer. What's lima Torah lishma? Yeah, I want to be able to practice what I'm doing. I want to be able to enact what I'm doing. Right? That's lima Torah lishma. So you see here a very fundamental machlokas. What's the highest level of Talmud Torah? What does it mean to learn Torah Lishma? But to come back to our Rashi and what the Chassam Sofer is saying, there seems to be this idea that there's learning Torah for the sake of Torah. And what I want to talk about for the last few minutes is, what does the Chassam Sofer really mean? What does the Chassam Sofer really mean that you learn Torah for the sake of Torah? And his question that he asked, which is that the Tzedek LaDerech asked, which is, isn't that usser? Don't you have to learn Torah with the intent to fulfill what you're going to learn? Isn't that the whole point of Talmud Torah, to be able to practice what you're learning? So I want to try and answer that and develop it. I'm going to end with one more Maharal, and then one more idea. The Maharal in the Siv HaTorah Perek Hey talks about the phrase, the Gemara has an achlokas if Talmud Torah is greater or Maisa Mitzvahs are greater. And the language of the Gemara is, Gadol Talmud Shemevili De Maisa. Great is Talmud Torah because it brings you to do actions. That's what the Gemara says. Says the Maharal something amazing. Look at Source 16. The Ein HaPerish Kamosha Mevinim. The explanation is not like people think. Ki kasher lo me Torah yadar achar kach lekayim haTorah de shalamar haTorah. It's not what people think. You learn, and then I know how to practice this mitzvah. V'ze eino ki b'shvil kach ein gadol haTorah. That doesn't make Torah great. Torah makes it that your mitzvos will come out. Because the seichel, this spiritual aspect, will come out in the physical. The Maharal, based on the idea that we quoted earlier, is saying the exact same thing here. You know what Torah does? Torah is, again, this spiritual thing that we can't really connect to. When we bring Torah into our physical body, right, what ends up happening? It drives us to do Maisa Mitzvos. Mitzvos are physical representations of the spiritual world, right? Says the Maharal, when you learn Torah, you know what's going to happen? It's going to bring you to do more mitzvos. It's not the pshat that when you learn Torah, now I know how to do this mitzvah that I'm learning about. It's that when I sit down and I learn Torah well and I study it, my behavior is going to be different. I'm going to be a different person based on that behavior. And I'll say that in more clear terms, right? When I learn Maseches Brachos, and I learn about what bracha you make on which food and what's the bracha achrona on granola, right? The Maharal's point is, yes, you may now know what bracha achrona you should make on granola. You may know that. But the pshat really is on a deeper level, that when you learn that sugya well, and you learn it be'in, and you're amel in that Torah, your whole world perspective is going to change. You're going to do so many more mitzvos. You're going to be kinder to people. You're going to daven better. You're going to change your whole life's going to change when you bring Torah into your life. And the idea that the Maharal is bringing out, and what I really want to end with, is that amelus b'Torah, and something that I'm very passionate about, and what I want to share with you, amelus b'Torah means to learn in depth. But it means that Torah becomes a part of you. It means, right, learning Torah for the sake of Torah, what the Chasam Sofer really means, I believe, is that you're learning to really, you know, make Torah a part of your perspective, your world perspective, or the lens in which you see the world is through Torah. And how do you do that? When you sit on it. When you really think about it, when you finish a Gemara, and you say, what is the Gemara really saying? What's the pshat behind this? Why did they say this? Why did the Rabbanim feel? And really sit and think and make it a part of you, all of a sudden everything changes. And I want to end with an amazing idea. If you've never read Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zecher Tzadik Leracha, he had a lot of writings. It's collected in something called Leaves of Faith, and there are other articles online. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein's writings, to be honest, are very hard to read. But there are a few svarim that were put out by his students that were his lectures that they transcribed and edited a little bit, and it's amazing. It's much easier to read for people like me who aren't as intelligent. It's much easier to read. By His Light is an incredible work, and in By His Light, there's an article by Rav Aaron Lichtenstein about kind of this idea of amelus b'Torah, connection to Torah, learning Torah. And he has an incredible idea based on the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, Naf Lamed Aleph Med Aleph, says there are questions that a person's going to be asked when he enters in judgment in the next world. The first three get a lot of attention. The first four get a lot of attention. The last two, not as much, and those are the two we're going to talk about today. What does the Gemara say? Amar Rava b'shash, amar leis nadan ledin omrim lo. At the time when they bring you into judgment, they're going to say to you, Nasata v'nasata b'amuna, did you do your business honestly? One, kavata itim l'torah, did you set aside time for Torah? Asakta b'priver erivya, did you try and procreate and have children? Tzipis l'Yeshua, did you wait for Mashiach? Those four get a decent amount of press time. I'm going to guess people in this room have heard those four questions. The last two get very little face time. What's the last two? Pilpalta b'chachma. Did you like try and analyze wisdom? Hevanta davar mitoch davar. Did you understand depth thing? You know, did you understand things on a deeper level? Look into things. First of all, what are those questions? Right? Why are those so important? Second of all, we already talked about asakta, right? Kavati to the Torah. Did I set aside time for Torah? We talked about Talmud Torah. So why are you doubling down? Not only did you kavati on Torah, were you papalta b'chachma havanta davar mitoch davar? Says, I want to read it to you inside. It's an incredible line. Says Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, the three questions in the Gemara are connected. To the extent that a person is not mefalpel b'chachma and does not strive to be maven davar mitoch davar, then he has not been koveya itim. His learning lacks keva. In order for it to be keva, it must have a certain depth. One has to be engaged both emotionally and intellectually. It's an incredible idea what he's saying. He says that when the Gemara asked kavata itim la Torah, did you set aside time for Torah? So Rav Aaron Lichtenstein earlier in the article explains, it doesn't just mean that you set aside time for Torah. Did you make Torah keva in your life, permanent in your life? Well, what does that mean to make Torah permanent in your life? It means that not just when I'm learning Torah that I have an hour a day that I learn Torah. It's that did Torah inform my life? Did I think about it when I left the Beis Medrash? Did I take that with me? That's what the Gemara is saying. These three questions are really one question. If you're not mefalpel b'chachma, if you're not thinking about it, if you're not maven davar mitoch davar, were you really kavati in the Torah? Right? Did you really make Torah keva in your life? If you're not engaged emotionally and intellectually, if it's not a part of you, again, how much is that kavati in the Torah? And that's really the idea that we've been talking about this whole time of what does it mean to be amal in Torah? Yes, it means to look deeper. It means to understand it on a deeper level. But what it really means is that the Torah becomes a part of you, right? That the more that you don't just sit there and hear it, but you actually think about it and you rethink about it and you analyze it and you do it in the depths, it becomes a part of you. It becomes about who you are. And that's the pshat of Tiyamelim Batorah. That Torah should be really a part of you and who you are. So again, we should all be zocher to come to as many shirim as possible, to sit in Daf Yomi and to learn Daf Yomi and all those things. But there's an Amelis Batorah that we should be striving for too, which is not just, again, we understand everything on it. I might not understand it, as the, right, in Bechuko Sai Telechu, as the Chassam Sofer said, I might not understand it. But I'm trying. I'm in Mefal Ba Bechachma, and I'm trying to Mir Dar Mitol Davar, and then we can answer all three questions, Mir Tashem Achramei Vesrim, that we were Kavati from the Torah, that Torah was a real main part of our lives. Have a great day.